About 700 are waiting in a big hall at Juba Teaching Hospital to get the COVID-19 vaccine. Albina Bully, the team lead reporter for the COVID-19 Vaccination Center at Juba Teaching Hospital, says the number of people turning up for the job has steadily increased since the second round of vaccinations got underway 2 days ago.
The first day we were registered 384. But yesterday, we are able to reach up to 584. So every day, we have an increase of many clients, and we are ready to serve them.
Police says previously, when South Sudan's first phase of COVID-19 vaccinations began in April, few people turned up to get the jab. But he believes people learned that the vaccine is not as bad as they thought.
For the first time, they were saying that this vaccine is not good. But a little bit, they got to understand that this vaccine is protected, and for those who are receiving since the last previous months, they are healthy, they are good people. They are saying that this vaccine is okay. We don't get any challenges, and that is why you know our client now, they are turning up to come and get this vaccine.
Bully is calling on government officials to visit vaccination centers and observe some of the challenges the centers are facing so they can work on addressing them earlier.
I say it's not enough. You see the client is standing, and another reason is that we others lost cards. We need to renew for them. And sometimes, like yesterday, the vaccine got finished before time, and we request, and then people are waiting. You see, these are another factors of challenges. But we already brought more doses.
Betty Letty, a humanitarian worker who prefers not to mention the name of her organization for fear of reprisals, says she did not want to take the first vaccine because of controversial theories about the vaccine. But she says after time, it became mandatory at her workplace that staff either get vaccinated or face the consequences of the office's decisions. Letty says after getting the first dose, she was anxious about getting the second shot.
First of all, I didn't want it to get finished before I get the second dose. And again, there has been restrictions in movement for people who have not vaccinated. In some countries, you go, they need, when you're fully vaccinated or you have the COVID vaccine certificate. I travel a lot. Maybe I would want to go somewhere else and I will not be able to go. Yeah, so maybe that's why I came to get the vaccine.
Letty says she finds it hard to advise people to take the vaccine because some people believe the vaccinated are waiting for those who have not been vaccinated to die, while others believe that those who have not been vaccinated are waiting for those who are vaccinated to die. 44-year-old Taban Awad, who just received his second dose of the vaccine, says he rushed to the hospital to get his second shot because he was supposed to get it more than 2 weeks ago.
I came because I was supposed to get my second dose on the 14th of August. When I came, I found it was finished. When I heard of the radio that the vaccine has been brought, immediately I came because the vaccine is important in my life. It is important too because I cannot transfer the sickness to other people.
South Sudan received 59,200 doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine on Tuesday. The country is expected to receive more vaccines later this month. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.